More than 550,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19. We're going to take a moment now to revisit the life of one of those people. We first brought you his story late last year. A musician, an actor, a mentor, an activist, a devoted father, a humanitarian.
That was Noé Montoya. If I were to give you a definition, that would be it.
Graciela Serna lived next door to Noé Montoya, who died Thanksgiving morning at his home in Hollister, California. He had tested positive for COVID-19 the week before.
Serna says his world was one filled with music. Through the walls, she would hear him play his guitar, an instrument he picked up some 50 years ago, around the time he and Serna first became friends, marching alongside migrant workers, sometimes led by Cesar Chavez.
Like the marches from Delano to Sacramento or Salinas to Sacramento. We'd march and sing the entire way.
On what would have been Chavez's 93rd birthday, Montoya posted a tribute to the labor leader on his Facebook page.
Cesar Chavez would be the first one to tell you, don't honor me, honor the farm workers, los campesinos. For they, even today, they're out there picking and harvesting for all of us. Un día 17 de marzo. Jueves Santo en la mañana salió César de Deleno componiendo una campaña.
Montoya was himself the son of Mexican farm workers, but he ended up with a career working as a county employment counselor, helping people from all backgrounds step into the workforce.
Giving them different tools on how to interview or how to go out and look for a job. He was good at getting you to understand it's not just about, oh, gotta find a job. There was more to it, and he was beautiful in that way.
Montoya was also an actor, a beloved member of the theater company El Teatro Campesino.
Lo mismo que lo pensé, no se pide mensajero.
But in the months before his death, his focus was on his adult son, Robert, who's been living in a care facility since suffering a stroke. Montoya was unable to visit in COVID times, so he played guitar for Robert daily over FaceTime and sang him his favorite songs.
I love tortillas.
Graciela Serna says she and Montoya sometimes discussed life and death, even talked about what he would want for his family and friends when he was no longer physically with them.
And what he would say is, I want everyone to remember what it is that I did with them. Take a piece of me and put it in you and up your game.
There's no tortillas. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's only pan.
Noé Yaucoat Montoya died on Thanksgiving Day. He was 66 years old.